This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Don't worry, you don't have to call. I've got all the questions here via email from you, the listener. We got about an hour left in the show, so we are going to try to run through some of these questions. I want to say again, thank you to Karen from Natural Alternative for coming on. Great message from everybody there who you guys talk to and answer those questions. So again, thank you to Karen from Natural Alternative. Merry Christmas to everyone. This is a special show where I'm taping it prior. We're celebrating Christmas. It's Christmas week. Enjoy it. I'm going to spend time on Christmas morning with my two daughters and my wife so we can enjoy each other's company and the season. So anyways, let's get into some of these questions. So, questions I have, a lot of them I haven't read, but some of you have written right on the question kind of what it is. And so right before I started this segment, I was looking at an email from Bob. Sent me a bunch of emails. I love it. I love all the different topics he's going at. But he wanted to know, he says he's been noticing some moss in the lawn, and he applied pelletized limestone to try and get the moss under control. Is there any other things I could be doing? I would like to use an organic approach if possible. Thank you and best wishes. So I'm reading that, and I realize that I had an email from David saying, when to apply gypsum. Now, we're talking about a different thing here, but gypsum can work for moss, so I'm putting them together. Anyways, David says, I have a long stretch of grass next to the main street. When should I put something like Jonathan Green's Love Your Soil down to neutralize road salt, etc.? So that answer is applying the gypsum right there. Love Your Soil is a fast-acting gypsum. Fast-acting gypsum can work to remove salts from the soil, get them to go through quicker. They can break up clay. They can break up areas where things are stuck, such as nutrients. And all those things lead to moss. Haha. See, I brought it back together. I can do this. Anyways, so for David, putting Love Your Soil down as soon as the ground thaws. As soon as, you know, even before the ground thaws, to be honest with you, once the snow is kind of out of the picture for a while, throw it down. Get it down there first thing in the spring so it hits. The great thing about Love Your Soil is it's fast acting. So once it hits the ground, it starts working. Whereas the old pelletized gypsum, just straight gypsum, can take some time to work. So this Love Your Soil, you can use first thing in the spring instead of having to put it down now and wait and all these things. Now back to the question from Bob in regards to moss. Well, a lot of those areas, what means is your pH is probably low, or there's clay underneath it, or there's nutrients in there that are trapped. those nutrients we want to release and spread out to allow it to become more alkaline soil, less clay, less compact. And so that product, Love Your Soil, it will not only help you get rid of things like salt and help move them through the soil, it will help you release some of the products that we want in the soil to be actually moving about into the soil. So we got the 2-4 there. The great thing for both of you guys, David and Bob, this is a product you can use multiple times. It's not going to harm your lawn. You can actually use it in 6-week intervals. So for David, say you put it down in March. We get a bunch of snow, more salt. 6 weeks later, throw it down again. It's not going to hurt. It's only going to help. It's actually going to help that whole area release what it needs to move everything through. For Bob, let's throw it down same time, 6 weeks later. And then I want you to do it 6 weeks after that, because it's really going to break down everything and remove some of that moss for you. If you really want to kill the moss first, if you're worried about that, use a moss out product. Kill that early spring, but still use that gypsum product. So Love Your Soil has a gypsum product from Jonathan Green. Both of you guys can use that. So hopefully that helps you. I'm going to move on to another question here. Let's see, what do we got? From Betty. My nephew in New Jersey has a Japanese maple with what looks like a lot of lichen on it. They moved to this property in the spring. There were towering ash trees around it, which blocked most of the sunlight. They have removed all of the ash. It's a very pretty tree. Would love to improve its health. And can anything be done to get rid of the lichen? Thanks very much. Love your show. Listen every week. I got a picture. You didn't. But I can see lichen on this branching. But you know the one really good thing I see? Is a lot of good growth on there. Now the lichen, it's just a secondary issue. It has nothing, it's not harming the plant. So honestly, if you want to get rid of the lichen, you can scrub it off, you can rip it off, or you can just leave it. The best thing for you to do with it is because those ash trees are removed, it's going to get a lot more sun. So this tree is going to go from a tree that probably had to fight to keep some of the moisture from the other trees to now getting moisture, but drying out a little bit quicker. So it's not just about what else you can do to, you know, fertilize all those things. We're going to need to make sure we start a good watering system first thing in the spring. Deep waterings so that it gets down to the root system versus just on the top layers. We're also going to want to fertilize it in the spring with Tree Tone. So Tree Tone is a product from Espoma. You're going to go to what they call the drip line. However wide the plant is, that's where you're going to put the fertilizer. So an imaginary circle around it, you'll make 4 holes. You put the shovel in the ground, and at the base of the shovel, about 6 inches deep, you'll take 1/4 of the fertilizer that you have for this tree and put it in each. So it'll end up being 4/4. So one full, whichever. But Tree Tone is what I want you to use. Then I want you to use it again in the fall at half the rate. And the other thing, on some of the branching here, I can see that some branching, there's a lot more branching down below. We might want to cut out some of the cross branches so that they're not rubbing up against the other areas of the plant. You know, just looking at the picture again, this tree is pretty, it looks pretty wet. And that could be the other secondary reason why there's a bunch of lichen on there. So they can just rub it off, clean it off. But fertilizing in the spring, Tree Tone. You could use some protolizer in the spring as well, a couple times, once a month during the growing season will definitely help it. But that tree looks great and viable. Just realize because of all the trees that have been cut down, there's going to be a ton of sun and it could dry out a little bit more. So just keep that in mind when you are working with that. All right, let's see what else we can answer. We are running through some of these questions. Now we have a question from Paula. It says, I have a shorefront cottage on Buzzards Bay that has a seawall in front of it. The inner side of the wall's ground is all sand and gets exposed to occasional seawater that moves the sand around a bit. I'm looking to plant some type of ground cover, either grass or vegetation, that would help to stabilize the sand. I'd appreciate any recommendations you can make to solve my issue. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family. Thanks, Paul. I might have said Paula, and I apologize. I was looking at the last name and trying to pronounce it in my head, and I can't. So I apologize for that. It's Paul down on Buzzards Bay. Now, one great easy plant to put in there would be the Rosa rugosa, right? Rosa rugosa is a great one to go in those areas, or beech rose is another name for it. Could also go with some grasses. But on the other side of the break, we will try to answer some more of that question and others as we go on, so stay tuned for that. We've got about a few segments left. This Christmas episode, we'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, this Christmas edition, so Merry Christmas to all of you. We are answering some questions from the emails that you've sent to me. I've asked for them for 2 weeks. I even said, could you, as my Christmas present, send me emails? Well, you guys delivered. We were talking about an email previously from Paul looking for some ground cover, either grass or vegetation, that would help to stabilize sand. Now, some of the plants, we could just look at and say, all right, do they grow well in sand? You know, start there, right? One of the ones that I think would be good for those areas might be some of the, it's on the tip of my tongue here. There's some dwarf fountain grasses. Oh my goodness, it was in my head, now it's gone. Anyways, some other ones we could use would be like some ajuga, some euonymus, some woodruff, some sweet woodruff, this is gallium, right? We can use those. It's a carex is what I'm looking for. There's a carex ground cover that has some really cool, has a variegated, and which is the... It's like ice or ever. There's an Evergold Carex. I'm sorry. It's really cool. It's clumping. It stays in there and helps with the soil and really helps it. So a Carex by the beach would be considered more of like a biannual, more than an annual, maybe even into a perennial, especially down on the Cape. But they just have some cool colors. Some is yellow, some is green, some is white and green. And they almost kind of look like mini version of like a spider plant without the little spiders, you know, the little plants coming, right? So that would be a cool one, Carex. They even have some green, like dark green. It's not even just like the, you know, regular green. But there's a ton of options for you in that variety. A lot of the penicetums will do fine there. Penicetum All varieties will do fine in that area. Again, like I said, roses, but you look for the Rosa rugosa, like the beach rose. They love that area. And they're probably saying, well, everybody has them. I don't want them. I get it. Those are just some options for you, for some plants, for the beach. So that's just some options for you. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we could really talk about for the plants, because you want to keep them low. You don't want to keep them too high if we're looking for that. You could use there are beach grasses out there. There's something called bearberry, and it's not barberry. You might think of barberry, but bearberry, which is Arctostaphylos, which is a great, great ground cover. That might be one of your better options. So looking up bearberry, so bear like the animal and berry, all one word, that would probably be one of your better options for a ground cover there. So Paul, hopefully that helps you out with your question here. We're going to move on to another question real quick. We'll get it to it and then we'll answer it on the other side. It says from Suzanne, can you give me some advice on peach trees in the Northeast? We've always had more peaches than we knew what to do with, but this past summer we had none. My husband said the blooms never happened. Early spring, but I saw some, but clearly not the whole tree. And here's a photo from 2021. And I can see this photo and there are peaches everywhere. Now, with peaches, it might just be, every couple of years they have a huge harvest. It could just be a down year. But I think one of the problems that has hit peaches before and that I've seen is that a frost hits when the flowers start and gets them so early that they can't actually produce as much as they should. So that could be part of it. On the other side of the break, I want to talk a little bit more about this because there is a ton of information that we could be doing. So hang tight with me. When we get back, we'll talk more about peaches that are not fruiting as much. Stay tuned for that.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden. Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moisture. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. Arctic temperatures blanket nearly two-thirds of the country, which is under a winter weather advisory this Christmas Day. At least 23 deaths in 11 states across the Midwest and East Coast are blamed on the storm, with snow, freezing rain, and icy conditions still knocking out power to more than a million. Meteorologist Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service breaks down what's ahead.
Still seeing some lake effect snow, primarily off of Lake Erie near Buffalo and then off of Lake Ontario. And it's still cold over a lot of the eastern part of the country, but not as extreme of cold as we saw yesterday and the day before.
Meanwhile, just trying to get to your destination via the road or the skies has been frustrating, to say the least. FlightAware is reporting 1,300 cancellations and 1,200 delays in the country so far this morning. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking peaches. The question that we had is the peach tree last year had tons of flowers. It had tons of flowers at the beginning and tons of fruit. This year, not so much. What can we do? So, we kind of break it down. Like I said, one of the first things I thought is a frost late that hurt the flowers as they were just starting to open. So that could be part of it. Looking at fertilizing is where I would then start. If it was too heavy in nitrogen, it can push it to new shoots, new leaves, instead of more fruit. You know, so if the plant was growing great, looked awesome, you might not need to fertilize it in the spring this year. The other thing is if this peach tree is in the lawn and you fertilize the lawn or you put something down around it, they have very high nitrogen numbers and that could have actually impacted the production on it. So adding phosphorus to those, maybe like a superphosphate in the spring, right as the ground thaws, using that superphosphate on the drip line of it would definitely help. Now then we think of pruning. So sometimes you can actually remove some branches from it to encourage fruiting on other parts of branches. Sometimes if you cut too much back, say you cut too much back last year for some reason, you could have caused it to not have as much fruit this year. So it could have been if you'd done some pruning. Maybe you were trying to remove some dead and damaged branches, and in essence it wasn't dead or damaged. So that could be it. The other thing was, is we did have... You know, we did have a good amount of snow here and there throughout the winter of last year, so I think that could have part of it. So I think those are some of the main, and like I was touching base on, because it had so many flowers and so many fruit the year prior, sometimes what it does is it does take all the energy away from the plant, and the plant's just trying to produce what it can for the next year, and that could be the problem, right? So when it's a heavy fruit, so say you get a heavy fruit set again, thinning out some of the branches is going to help it for next year so that it can actually be a stronger plant long term for you. So I think it's a combination of a number of those things. But I wouldn't be surprised as if it, the major one is that it had so much fruit last year that it just couldn't do anything this year. So I think that's what it is. So hopefully that helps you out, Suzanne, on that peach tree. Merry Christmas and thank you for the email. Now moving on to another email. Got an email from, I'm not seeing her name. That's all right. She's too shy to call in, she says. She says, I have a Christmas November blooming cactus that I inherited from my mother. It's very old and very big. Has two branches like trees. It's a very long email. So what I'm going to say real quick here, it started to drop a lot of the segments. And when she actually opened it up to take a look at it, it wasn't doing great. The insides, repotted it, saw little red worms, discarded the soil, cleaned the roots, did everything, got some good cactus soil, popped back. Beautiful pink flowers around Thanksgiving. Then started to drop segments again, perked up in water, but nothing has stopped these segments from dropping. So it's one of those things where you look at it and say, is there a lot of things that I need to do? What's going on? Well, so the worms in there, and you sent me another picture of the worms. The worms almost look like earthworms from, I can't tell because of the picture. Because it's got a little band. It's not like the jumping worms. So it could be a worm that's composting, which means there's, you know, the soil is pretty good. But what I think it is the plant is just, it's been around for a long time. It needs something. And you've been fertilizing it. But what it also needs is to rest a little bit. Okay? This time of year, give it a rest for about a month, month and a half, and let it kind of just sit. The other thing, I meant to say this first. I was looking at the pictures you sent me. And it is definitely considered a Thanksgiving cactus. It's not a Christmas cactus. It's a Thanksgiving cactus. That's why you can tell by the way on the segments there, they're pointed, like branching, kind of. That means it's a Thanksgiving cactus. So I don't see you needing to change the water. I would say maybe change the pot into a bigger pot. Let it kind of sit. The one thing that you mentioned in this email is that you put it in the garage, it was below 50 degrees, it's just below 50 degrees and insulated. I think maybe that got a little bit too cold and that could be what the problem is. I would look at using an Espoma cactus soil, or cactus and succulent soil. It's a better soil mix than the one you've used. You had also mentioned that you put dunks in the buckets of water and you were wondering if they were coming from that. That's not the case. The dunks are killing larvae and mosquitoes. They have nothing to do with these worms by any means, and they wouldn't cause that. So I'm thinking you should change the soil out, but use a Espoma succulent or cactus soil. If you want to get a bigger pot, that's great. You can use that same water. It's not a big deal. But I honestly think it's just, it needs a break for a little bit. And I don't know if you really want to put it in that below 50 degrees garage. I think that's also causing some of it. So that's part of it. with your Thanksgiving and Christmas cactus. So I appreciate that phone, that email on there. I was trying to go through my emails here, see what else we can do. We only got a few minutes left. We got another segment after this. Let's see here. Got another one here from Bob, my buddy Bob. What's a good perennial flowering plant for the New England area that would attract hummingbirds? If not, what would be the best annual hummingbirds and pollinators? Awesome question. Because you know what? We need to talk more about pollinators. You know, the plant pollinators and what they like. So a lot of hummingbirds are looking for flowers that have a deeper, like, throat to them. Because, as you know, with a hummingbird, their nose, if you will, their beak, is long away from their head. It's a very slender bill. So they need to get into deeper plants to pollinate. So the first thing that pops in my head when it comes to one of those plants would be like a honeysuckle, right? Honeysuckle is a great one because it has that long flower to it. Let's see, there's, for an annual, you might try some cleome. Let's see, what else? Dude, there's so many plants, I can't think of them right now. I've been talking for about 4 hours straight here. I do apologize. But anything that has it's elongated trunk to it, the flower to it, right? Lilies have a deeper one. Hibiscus, right? So hibiscus during the flower. And it's not just, you know, red. They do like the red colors, right? So that's one. Let's see. For an annual, you could try lantana, petunias, fuchsias. Those would be good. Another one outside might be like a bee balm. Cardinal flower, which is another name for the all popping out of my head. I apologize. But the, like salvia, another one, butterfly bush. Those are all great plants that could be used for hummingbirds to bring them to the yard. You know, looking for reds, oranges, brighter colors. That's what they like. So that would be a good one in New England, any of those. And the cardinal flower is lobelia, and then you could actually, there's another style, which is like the trumpet vine, which is a trumpet vine, right? That's a good one to use. They all have that nice, long flower, so their bill can fit in there nice and easy. So hopefully that helps you out, Bob. Some great questions. I love it. I'm trying to run through a lot of these questions. And again, some of them I didn't open prior to the show today. And I'm going through a couple of them while we're talking. I'm like, okay, that's just asking this. One of them was asking about the pork pie. So that's a good one. I like that one. We talked about bulbs earlier with amaryllis, some of those types. Trying to go through while we're talking, see what else I can get. A lot about hollies, ginkgo trees. A lot of people really appreciate the newsletter, so I appreciate that. I think I've gotten almost all of them here. Wow. I'm kind of running through a few of these. So, again, I appreciate everybody's emails and questions on this. I appreciate it. It means a lot that you guys did this for me by giving me questions. I did just find one that I accidentally clicked on that I'm going to read before the break, before we end the show in the next segment. This is from Chris. Merry Christmas, and thank you for every little tip that helps my garden grow. I have some seeds left over from 22 and some from beyond 22. In January, I usually inventory the seeds I have left from last year. Then I look at my notes and decide if I want the variety or flower for next summer. That helped me plan a seed order, especially if I'm seeking varieties not commonly sold in local retail stores. So question, is there any way other than folding a few test seeds into a damp paper towel to know the germination potential for last year's seeds? Maybe a handy chart somewhere? I had mixed results this year, even with the seeds I thought were viable, but that could have been the weather too. Beans apparently will germinate even when they're past retirement age. Thank you, Chris H. And they just got some, he's in New Hampshire where they got some destructive heavy snow. My elderberry is now half its size. All right, so we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break and wrap up the show. I do appreciate the emails, and it is a good question. Do seeds go bad? So stay tuned for the answer on that. We're going to take a break here. Be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Segment answering an email question from Chris in regards to seeds and are they viable? How do you kind of tell? Well, you know, it's the easiest way is to say, on the back of the package, it will actually tell you. But, I did find you were looking for like a chart. There is on one of my favorite websites called thespruce.com. If you actually search in there, will my old seeds grow? And it actually shows how long they should last. But it's funny because you said beans still go after years of retirement. Yeah, they do. But here's the reason. Proper storage and taking them and taking care of them prior, making sure they don't get wet, making sure they don't get into different areas. If they're stored the right way, they can last for a number of years. So it's not just, a couple years, but you did hit the nail right on the head. The easiest way to test the seeds is that damp paper towel and see if they're going to germinate. I think some of the reasons why you didn't have some of the great viability is because of the weather. But I would say a lot of these guys, if you plan on doing them, do the cold stratification process on a few of them. Beans in particular, throw them in the refrigerator. A wet paper towel, let them germinate that way. That's going to be your best way. I'd also say when you touch them, if they're kind of brittle or break easily, obviously if they break, they're no good any longer. But if they still have a nice outer coating, they should be fine for another year. But a lot of things, it could be 3, 4, 5 years max on some of them. So just keep an eye on it. The stuff from that you bought from 22, I would say is still going to be, should be 100% viable for you, honestly. It's just, you don't know. Sometimes some of the older seeds, even though it says they expired, they're still going to grow. It's there's no true test other than trying a couple out. And like I said, you hit the nail on the head by using that damp paper towel and trying it out. So trial and error, that's kind of what all this is about. All these questions, all gardening is about. It's trial and error, trying to find an answer and trying it out a few times. And if it doesn't work, try one more time, and that time it could work. So hopefully that helps you out, Chris, with your seeds. It's a really cool process of just reading it. I was like, oh, this is nice. I like this. You look at the notes. It's a different type of IPM, right? Integrated pest management. We're actually, it's like integrated flower management, right? So that you can know which ones you want to keep. And that's one of the things about gardening is journaling with your garden and knowing what happened the year before. It's going to help you prevent some of the mistakes that could happen. And it's going to help you be stronger in the garden. So you got the right idea there, Chris. So thank you for that email. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. And we got about a little over a minute left. I want to say Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Be holidays that you celebrate. I want you to enjoy it with your family like I am with mine. Now think of the little things that you've had throughout the year and enjoy it. I know my biggest present isn't going to be under the tree. My biggest present's coming sometime in January. Look forward to welcoming baby girl number 3 to our family. So my 2 daughters are excited to be big sisters. One again and one for the first time. So I look forward to that. I know my wife is looking forward to that very much so. Maybe not the not sleeping part, but you get the idea. Anyways, from my family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Enjoy yourself with your family. Enjoy each other. I say it every week. You know, I say get out there, plant something, be good to each other. But seriously, be good to each other. We're all we got. I appreciate you guys. Appreciate everybody. Merry Christmas to you guys. Big thank you to Nathan for helping me out today. Merry Christmas, guys. We'll talk soon.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.